You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is your dog a hero? What do they do that you consider them to be a hero? 1-800-330-9999. There's a story that's gone completely viral over the last few days. A Philly neighborhood discovered that they had a potential explosive gas leak, and it was all thanks to a dog that kept digging a hole in the concrete in front of the front yard. So here is the owner talking about what was happening.
He kept digging holes in the yard. I didn't think anything of it. I was having some issues with my heater. Got a gas reader. Checked the house. Nothing in the house. Checked outside when he did it again on the 21st. And I said, you know what? Let me check the hole. Checked the hole. Was gas.
That dog just kept digging holes in the front yard. She had no idea why. Went out there with the gas reader and boom, that's what it was. But it gets crazier, Raven.
They worked nonstop for 3 days, fixed everything up, and for them to say that a light switch could have blew up the whole house was just really, really, really mind-blowing. I'm so thankful. Thankful for God. Thank you for my baby boy.
It's wild, right?
Yeah, it's pretty nuts, man. I mean, dogs can do all sorts of different stuff, big and small. My dogs are heroes because they can get me out of any conversation that I don't want to be in at the front door of my house. Somebody walks up to my house, they're trying to sell me something, sign me up for something, give me new windows or something like that. My dogs are insane. They want to kill that person that's walked up there, and they're just absolutely, you know, they're relentless. They won't give up. So if I just, you know, keep pushing back, and I'm like, sorry, man, I can't hear you anyways. They're like, can I come back at another time? I'm like, the dogs still live here. They'll be here that time too. Don't come back.
Oh, I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. And we asked, you know, what makes your dog a hero? And Carrie wrote, I bought a small house back in 1998, and I lived alone. My mom insisted I get a dog. A few months later, after getting her, I woke up in the middle of the night. It sounded like somebody breaking into my back door. Her dog went downstairs. Whoever it was, the dog scared the person out.
Yeah.
You know, you hear stories like that all the time, but some stories are serious. And sometimes your dog, like Raven, you said, like he just gets you out of things.
I mean, those are serious. Yeah. I don't want to deal with you, window salesman guy. It's serious. Get out of here.
Why is your dog a hero? 1-800-330-9999. Jacqueline.
My dog's a hero. There is this really big park where I live, and my toddler was running away, and I didn't notice because I was texting mom of the year, but you know, I know, but this stuff happens. But basically my kid was running and got really far, and my dog noticed before I did, and she tackled her so she couldn't go further. And I, you know, got out of the text and I was like, where are they? And they were really far away. So I was really grateful to my dog being a better mom than me in that moment.
Well, we don't mom judge around here. We get it. Things happen.
Sometimes you don't know whether the dog is playing or the dog is actually doing something intentional, be the heroic. In this case, either way, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, nice
job. Knock over that baby.
Yeah, take that baby right out.
You know, tackle that baby. You know, that baby's getting somewhere where it's not supposed to be. Knock that baby over. No problem.
What did your dog do that you think they're a hero? They didn't have to save lives, but they did something that you were like, that's my boy. 1-800-330-9999. Why is your dog a hero? 1-800-330-9999. There's this story that went viral over the last few days where this dog kept digging holes in the yard, but then also trying to get through like uncertain areas of the yard that had concrete. Finally, the owner went and she put like a gas reader in there. And sure enough, there was a gas leak that nobody had heard of or smell or anything. And it basically prevented the entire neighborhood from blowing up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
My dog Barkley is a hero because I never have to vacuum if I'm eating food. He gets it all. No problem.
Anytime my 5-year-old spills something, I'm like, Lila Bear, come here.
Pick it up.
Treat, treat. And you know what? Sometimes your dogs do big things that make them a hero, and sometimes they do small things, too, that make them your hero. What did your dog do? 1-800-330-9999. Carrie?
My dog is a hero. My dog was, like, whining and barking at me at 2 a.m., and he was pulling me through the basement door. My parents live in an in-law suite in my basement, and I went downstairs, and my dad was on the floor bleeding.
Oh, no.
Wow, and your mom had hit him with a shovel?
No, Raven, why would you say that? Is he okay?
Is he all right?
No, he was totally fine. He has like a heart problem and he passes out sometimes.
Yeah.
But my mom was still asleep and didn't notice. So my dog woke me up and I was able to get him help and he's totally fine now.
Yep.
I always hear stories like that. I'm not sure Lila, my dog, has the capabilities to do that.
No, she would just kind of, I mean, it depends in the household who was hurt, right?
Yeah.
Right. Not necessarily a big fan of your husband.
Hey, Denise, why is your dog a hero?
No. It's a cat hero story.
Oh, I'm here for that. Yes.
There's always a cat person out there that's like, wait a minute, the dogs don't get all the love. All right, what'd the cat do?
So my parents were having a discussion with like an insurance agent or somebody at the kitchen table, and the cat started meowing incessantly to the point that my mother got up to see what the issue was. And when they had given him a tour of the house, they had put on the light in the closet under the stairs. Well, there was a Christmas decoration that was touching the light bulb, and it had caught fire.
Yeah.
And the cat alluded to a fire. And I mean, a couple more minutes and the whole house would have been on fire. Plus, it would have been their exit from the house.
I thought they figured out the insurance agent was a fraud.
Yeah,
well, cat.
I mean, now the rates are going up. You're about to burn the house down while the guy's there for a visit.
What if the insurance agent set the ornament on fire on purpose?
Yes, to raise the rates, to get the premium up.
You know, you're right. That cat is a hero.
Hey, Andressa, tell us, when was your dog a hero?
So my pup was a hero just recently. I put up a painting on the wall with one of those adhesive pieces, and all of a sudden he started barking at it, sniffing it out. I didn't really pay attention to him, and then moments later it ripped off the wall, fell on the floor, the pets scattered, my meeting was interrupted, it scared the bejesus out of me, taught me a lesson. If a pup gets attention on it, check it out.
You know, command strips make me nervous. I mean, they are great miracle workers in certain spots, but they do make me nervous.
100%. My husband has a heavy mirror that he wants to hang in our dining room with one of those command strips that's supposed to hold up to 300 pounds. Yeah. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't trust it. I'm going to bring my dog Lila and be like, Lila, what do you think about this? And see what she says.
I have a dog like this. So Baxter is the same way. It's like if something is out of place, he stops, stares at it, and bark. I mean, this is like when somebody leaves something in their yard. If there's a car that's strange in the neighborhood, there's a person with a candy cane on their mailbox, and it has freaked them out every day since Christmas time. But this is wild. Your dog is watching the frame there.
Good.
I mean, that's some serious concentration.
I'm not handy, so I rely on adhesives.
I wonder if he's watching all of your projects like that. Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.